So Initiative 2 is the largest in the center. And so one challenge, I think, is that you lose a little bit of the advantage of having a smaller group because you're still, you know, you have a big group. You have something that's already bigger than a network when we get together. So a goal here was to make sure that a lot of people would talk at least a little bit about what they do, and then people kind of free associated, you know, if they found a link to their own research or had a question. And so this is kind of the path, the trajectory of our discussion that started with Howard. And
number one
up there. And then, you know, people very, I mean, it was a nice exercise, I think, for us to kind of see, you know, who reacts naturally and in what way to the different, you know, topics of interest in Initiative 2. And Andrea will summarize what we said.
So it's delightful and horrifying. As someone who's supposed to help the work cohere, it was very nice to see people making interesting connections, but it was a little horrifying to see how distinct things were. And so it's going to be an interesting exercise for all of us to try to help our work cohere. Because I've looked everyone's work over, it's also evident that there are some strands coming out of it. So some of the things that we were discussing were just, you know, what's the difference between a basic sequence of activities on one time scale, an episodic memory, and learning expertise about an item. You know, there are many different kinds of work that approach these different instances from different perspectives, and then there's a lot of overlap also. So one thing we were recommending is, you know, reading each other's papers, actually posting them somewhere and looking at each other's techniques, perhaps, and trying to help things cohere in that way. But it was also a lot of just brainstorming, too. Terry tossed out there, you know, what does this mean for the classroom? And, you know, we talked a lot about things like music and dance and sleep and exercise. So anyway, it was more open discussion than it was coherence, and I guess the task next will be to find order out of this, and I don't see a fern leaf yet, but yeah, but Terry's in the middle, so we'll be calling on him for some sort of ordering task, I don't know. So anyway. Yeah, Isabel and I got some ideas for perhaps, you know, how things might be organized, actually, also. So, yeah, I mean, what I would like to do next year, if we had a little more money, is there's certain things that would help the strands cohere, actually, and it would be fun to offer project money for certain things, for instance, that would help, actually.
Do we have any spare money? Yeah, it would be nice to raffle off some of it to whoever came up with the best project at the All Hands meeting.
Well, that's a $24.
You're able to probably lose $24.
Yeah. We want to ask NSF for another million, in which case we could do that then. But right now we don't. We have like 2K spare. I think we have a 2K cushion, Terry. You could give $50 away and Shelley won't hurt us.